I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. American soldiers have been fighting and dying in Afghanistan for 12 years now, and they may be staying for a few years longer. Today, lengthy and rancorous negotiations between Washington and Kabul finally yielded a draft new security agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the breakthrough. He also dismissed reports that Afghan officials were demanding a U.S. apology. The proposed deal would allow American troops to stay in Afghanistan past next year's withdrawal deadline. It still needs the approval of a grand assembly of Afghan elders, but most Afghans favor an agreement. That's what I heard from one Kabul resident who wants us to refer to him only as Shuaib. He's a member of the Afghan Young Leaders Initiative.
The mood on the ground among the youth, among different groups in society, is generally we just want this to be signed as quickly as possible. The problem is the media hype created by a small minority who unusually tend to be louder than the others. They seem to have created this atmosphere where it portrays a sense of doubt among the Afghan people, but the majority are very clear. We want the American forces to stay. We want the commitment of the international community to continue. We want our military to receive training and support so we can be empowered to defend our own country and prosper as Afghans.
You're saying most people want the U.S. military to stay at any level and for how long?
This is where opinions differ. As an Afghan, I can say with confidence that we would want the U.S. and the international forces to stay in Afghanistan as long as we need them. I mean, I know it might be a selfish thing to say, but as long as we feel like there's a need for support, until we feel like we are on our 2 feet and that we can defend our territorial integrity without assistance, we would appreciate that support. And of course, I mean, that might be asking for too much. If an American taxpayer hears this, he'd say, well, obviously you'd want free money, but I think that's the scenario we're in. If the assistance and support is cut instantaneously, I think the situation might go dark very, very quickly, unfortunately. So a continuation of this support is very crucial for the majority of Afghans.
Shuaib, there are also several other sticking points in the proposal. One of them is talk of Afghan officials requesting a letter from the U.S. admitting past American mistakes. Tell me about that.
Well, I would say that it's a bit of a media spin. That's my personal perspective. But mistakes have been made from many parties in Afghanistan, and we cannot hide that. But we also have to understand that the Afghan people are very, very appreciative of the general effort and support that has been provided over the past decade. Nobody is undermining the blood spilt and the sacrifices made by our international allies. If that's the impression that this media spin is giving, then I think that would be an unfair one, because people on the ground are generally very appreciative.
Another highly sensitive issue is whether U.S. troops are authorized to forcibly enter Afghan homes. And obviously no one anywhere in the world wants soldiers coming into their houses without permission. But in extraordinary circumstances, like in a dangerous zone where conflicts might be taking place, why is that such a sticking point for President Karzai?
If I were to be in his shoes, I think he's in a tough position. And so as you rightfully pointed out, nobody's happy with anyone forcing themselves into their home, let alone military forces. But I think Afghans generally understand that we are in a state of war. And unfortunately, we have seen far worse atrocities take place in our country in our past. I think push comes to shove, people will accept it, but there generally will be that resentment that, you know, it's more of a necessity than a choice at this point, clauses like this.
Shuaib, project yourself, say, a year and a half into the future. If the U.S. does pull out all its troops from Afghanistan next year, something that just might happen, what would that mean for someone like you?
But unfortunately, we live in a region where we have hostile elements surrounding us. And the U.S. forces and our international allies, they're the stabilizing factor so far. And if the stabilizing component is removed, I don't foresee a very bright future a year and a half from now. If all the international troops leave.
I'm glad you can at least chuckle about it a bit, Shuaib. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Schwab is a resident of Kabul. He was speaking with us earlier today.